Well, you're listening there to the sound of a Japanese military band. They're playing at the state dinner for President Obama and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Now, President Obama reaffirmed the U.S.'s commitment to Japanese security earlier today in Japan, explicitly offering a security blanket should China move militarily against those disputed islands in the East China Sea. But at the same time, there's a huge trade deal hanging in the balance.
We have the opportunity by working together to help shape an open and innovative and dynamic economy throughout the Asia-Pacific region.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership is a gigantic regional pact covering everything from beef to wheat to farm equipment to toys. And it's central to the Obama administration's plans in Asia, those delayed plans. When the president moves on to South Korea tomorrow, the diplomacy is not going to get any easier. Seoul and Tokyo are on frosty terms. Their leaders are hardly speaking these days. For more on the diplomatic challenges ahead and on this big trade deal, we turn to David Pilling, Asia editor for the Financial Times and recent author of Bending Adversity, Japan and the Art of Survival. Hi, David.
Hello, Todd.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership, as I mentioned, is huge. It's gigantic. And the one thing that everyone in Japan and the other countries around the Asia-Pacific Rim and the United States seem to have in common is that nobody seems to like it very much, but they're pressing ahead anyway.
Well, they're sort of pressing ahead anyway. Today's talks ended rather abruptly, and Japan's trade minister said that they were over for the moment. I think until President Obama has fast track in the US, it's not very attractive for countries like Japan and the other countries in Asia to give up too much, because politically they will have to face down their own domestic opposition and vested interests. And if they do that and then a deal isn't struck, then they look kind of silly. So I think until Obama can convince people that there is a deal to be had, you're going to find countries like Japan being very cagey and very unwilling to give up too much.
Everybody's sort of holding their cards. Now, I should say that fast track is a piece of trade authority that the president wants. Other presidents have had it that lets them basically approve trade deals and only have Congress kind of chime in at the very end. They sort of don't get in on the debate. And these days, Congress isn't interested in that. Is it the gigantic size of this trade deal and all of the different markets that it touches that have so many different constituencies just uneasy about this thing?
I think it's not just the size. The deal is meant to be a 21st century deal, a high-level deal. But that involves not only reducing tariffs, which has been the business of big trade pacts in the past, but also things like protecting intellectual property, ensuring that countries tender fairly. There are all sorts of stipulations within this trade pact that would begin to seep into domestic legislation. So you have a very high aspiration, which of course means that many countries are nervous about what it might mean for them.
The president, of course, as I mentioned, tomorrow goes on to South Korea. What's at stake there? They're an extremely close trading partner. We've negotiated a free trade deal with them in the years past. What's at stake with the president and the South Koreans?
Probably the main thing at the moment is actually the standoff between Japan and South Korea. From America's perspective, Japan and South Korea are its two strongest allies in Northeast Asia. But unfortunately, they don't talk to each other. The problem is that they disagree over history. And as a result, there's this frosty relation. But you have America wanting them to do things like share intelligence, to move closer towards each other. But as I said, literally, you have the leaders of the countries not talking. So Obama's role, I think, is to try to knock their heads together, in a sense, so that its two closest allies can actually be singing from the same hymn sheet.
The same hymn sheet. And Reverend Obama has to try to get the South Koreans and the Japanese in the same pew, I suppose, to extend the metaphor. Frosty relations as the United States tries to assert its place in the 21st century in Asia. David Pilling, Financial Times Asia editor and author of Beyond Adversity, Japan and the Art of Survival. David, thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.